wrong with me back when I was making beats, bro. Like anything.
This nigga, back when.
Back when.
Fucking disgusting.
Fuck him.
Back when.
Fucking
fourscore and a year ago, this son of a bitch.
This guy, bro. Back
it's
when.
It's funny when you say
you
that.
You motherfucker. Fuck you.
I don't what? Know why you say that a
fuck
lot.
Fuck you.
What? Four
scores. Four scores. Four are we talking about Abraham Lincoln?
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Come on, bro. You see how excited he is about the African shit?
He's not excited, bro. That is not,
he's a geography ass nigga, bro.
That's not the first time I heard you like.
Y'all can't. Niggas be letting Plus off the hook, bro. The nigga's a geek, bro. He's a nerd, bro. And I fuck with it, bro. Like, he knows shit that's going on, bro.
The proper terminology is blurred.
Fuck out of here, bro. You know what's going on.
You have to.
I'm good now.
Paranoia. Nigga, paranoia.
He's a blurred.
All right, let's.
I fucking hate those words.
We 3 minutes into this right now. I'm going to just let it rot.
All right, let it rot.
What was it doing before? Music?
Just music.
All right,
I mean, hey, man.
Start pre-show now. All right, so.
I just posted a story. Somebody posted, oh shit, Plus is back. What have you guys been telling people about me behind my back?
That I took over your spot.
Fuck out of here.
You know what? The last episode I put that Hassan was a special guest. So they were like, yo, so is he like, anytime Plus is not around, is he like the official? Yeah, nigga, fuck that nigga. I told him that you like to play 2K instead of record. Like,
I do.
I got all types of shit going on about
hey, man, last night. I don't know if it was me, OJ, and Deadman. I put up 16 points and 20 rebounds with a 66 overall in the rec. My mind
I should have slid.
Was fucking blown last night, guys.
Yo, talk, it don't man. Take much to be nice
hold on,
in
hold
the
on,
rec.
Talk to me, because I feel like we had a conversation. Was Plus here for that 2K conversation? Was Plus here for that?
He was.
Oh, he was here.
For what?
So you're a new you on a new 2K or no? Or is this-
I am, but I have made a decision. I'm not paying those fuckers one extra extracurricular cent.
Okay.
I'm doing the grind the hard way.
You're 66.
I'm fucking the hard way. Last year, I gave those motherfuckers north of 350.
Dog, so let me tell you this. You know I'm an NCAA ass nigga, right?
Wait. Why that face? Before we move on. Why that face? 350 is nothing to you?
He's high.
It ain't that. It ain't that.
Man, listen.
It don't matter. He's high. I told you this nigga's high, bro.
I don't give a
yo,
fuck.
Let me tell you something. Plus, I'm telling you. These niggas have us buy that. You buy that game 3 times over. So is this what I'm trying? Is it enjoyable, though?
No, it's not very enjoyable. This is going to cure me. This is going to be the reason why I never play this game again.
I'm done. I'm done.
This season sucks.
I'm done. It fucking sucks.
It fucking sucks. I'm going to. Matter of fact, you're right, because then we spoke about Ben playing Spider-Man.
Yes.
He's not that high.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
He's not that high.
My bad, you vegan ass nigga.
I know. Chris on points. He on points.
I know it's your bad. I was just waiting on the apology.
More fire. Blood clock.
Every once in a while.
Nigga on points.
Every 7 or 8 episodes, he makes a point.
He gets one.
As usual, I was just sitting on over here waiting for you to apologize.
Oh, son
of a... crazy, because that nigga got a hive, though. This nigga has a hive.
He has a hive, but he has niggas who hate him.
Oh, man.
Thank God for the black Americans. They fucking hate him.
If you're
the black Americans hate his guts.
You hate this nigga, bro.
Shout out my FBA
if you eat,
family.
If you eat KFC, you hate this nigga.
The black American.
But if you're a Caribbean ass nigga,
hey,
you love this guy.
I keep hearing people talk about the KFC in Jamaica, and it's on my bucket list.
It's fire. It's fucking fire. I'm telling you.
They're using real chicken.
No, it's fire. It's different. It ain't this shit here.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it's
different.
It's real chicken.
I remember.
No, it's different.
I went to Haiti.
Chicken is not a real animal.
Everything
bro.
There
I'm
is
tired
different.
Of
bro,
you.
The rum there,
the, chicken is
the
not
tequila
a real
there.
Animal.
Nigga, they was giving us drinks out there and they were like, yo, this is the house liquor. And we thinking, yo, this is like when we go to a brick house and this shit is hot. Nigga, that shit was top notch,
the
nigga.
The chicken that you niggas are eating in America.
No, that shit
is
different out there.
A cross breed. Animal between
yo,
a real chicken and a vulture.
They
crossbreed
like
the chicken with the vulture because the vulture grows bigger and apparently paws, but the meat tastes better.
That's a preemptive pause.
Crazy. Oh,
yeah,
because
that's crazy.
It was sounding crazy as I was having the thought.
But you know what's crazy? Because this nigga always tell me every time, you know, I'm playing basketball, nigga be like, I'm like, damn, my knees. He's like, yo, that's all that
inflammation.
Meat. That's all that meat in the dairy that you eat. And it's crazy. Go talk to a Jamaican nigga, bro. They them niggas don't be having them ailments, bro. They be good. Like, you go to Jamaica, like, it's niggas like 120 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, they're selling you weed. Nah, like,
if you see them boys cricked up, crazy. Like, they hitched up, like, they got a bad back or a bad something, it was a work accident.
I just...
Them boys got injured on the
job. Can't fathom...
No, KFC out there is different, bro. I'm telling you, that shit's different.
Just only having beans with my rice, you know, for the rest of my life.
You know what else fucked me up? Was the fact that we was out here eating these Jamaican beef patties thinking that they fire. No, nigga. That's just artificial. Like, it's not the same.
We're not even going to get into the
okay.
cows.
Let me tell you something. It's different. Let me tell you what I don't understand about Jamaicans. Why the fuck would you put a Jamaican patty in between bread? How does that make sense?
In between the cocoa bread.
Well,
it feels crazy carby, no? Not,
well, the thing
that's
is,
a carb attack.
Yeah, it is.
All them niggas, all them niggas are not like Rasta niggas like that. Like,
nah,
niggas,
but the thing about it, bro, you got to understand, like, whenever you think in, like, third world countries, right?
Niggas just trying to get full.
That's yeah. it. just
trying to get full.
For the price,
you know what?
For the very small price of $3, I just need some, pause, I need some meat, I need some carbs. To hold me down for the day.
Because I love cocoa bread and I love Jamaican patties. And I think I saw somebody like do them together. Like, what are you doing?
The Aki way.
With no drink, you're going to die.
No bevy.
No bev? No bev. Cocoa bread, Jamaican patty, no beverage?
Criminal.
No.
Christ.
Having a real Jamaican patty, you'll never eat Jamaican patty here again. Not in the States.
You will, but it just won't. It
I
won't,
mean, because you never
it won't hit the same.
You'll probably buy, but it's not going to hit the same.
I remember I was in Haiti talking shit because the chicken wings were so little, and it made me angry.
That's real chicken. That's real chicken. Yo, talk to a nigga. If you talk to my dad, right?
That's what you call a foul.
Yo, I took my dad to Flanagan's. My dad said, "Take it back." I said, "Whoa, whoa." He said, "Take it back." I said, "Whoa, whoa, hey, relax."
Because y'all serving the man. Dog legs.
You know me. I said, "Yo, what happened? Let me talk to him." He said, "Am I a child?" I said, "Take it back." I said, "Why? This is not chicken. This is a fucking turkey." I said, "Nigga, what?"
Nigga, he didn't want hot turkey wings.
He said, "This
wings,
is a goddamn
bro.
Turkey. Why is it chicken wing so big?" I said, "Yo, that's the." He said, "No, like, talk this is not niggas, a chicken, pop. Bro. Chickens don't get this fucking big. Why do I have 10 pieces of chicken wings that are the size?" I'm like, oh, shit. Okay.
We don't talk enough.
That's insane, bro. But he has a point.
About it's whatever sauce that Flanagan's is using. Whatever sauce they use on those fucking wings.
That, I'm sorry. That barbecue sauce. You can send your shit back, but I'm eating all these.
My good God.
I'm eating all this shit right here, bro.
My good
God. Baby back ribs, chicken wings, nigga, firecracker shit. Give me all that.
I spent my 20s going to the liquor store. Once I ventured over to the other side... And ask the motherfuckers for wings.
When was this?
Fucking,
how,
you know.
How long ago was this?
Every Flanagan's has a Big Daddy's.
No, I know that, but like, you've never actually got nigga, food from the Flanagan's?
I fucking with Zumba was my first time eating Flanagan's wings.
Wow.
So we're talking about my late 20s.
Late 20s, wow.
Before then, I was in the Big Daddy's, you feel me, getting whatever the fuck.
Bro, yeah. Flanagan's is it, bro. Listen, bro, are you a true Floridian if you don't have a Flanagan's cup at your crib?
I made a joke about how every drug dealer that I know uses a Flanagan's cup to weigh weed.
My nigga. If you don't have a Flanagan's cup at the crib, you ain't a South Floridian, bro. That's law, bro. Nigga, I fuck with Flanagan's, bro. I come down here just to eat at Flanagan's. Bro.
The petty nigga in me is kind of upset that like other places are starting to get our shit. Like Pollo's traveling up north.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
There's a Publix in Georgia, Publix in North Carolina. Publix in
ben,
South
remember
Carolina.
Remember we were in Tampa and Pollo got up there and all the niggas in Tampa was calling it Polo Tropical.
Hey, man.
I'm like, hey, nigga.
Polo.
Respect. Hey, respect. Listen, my niggas.
Polo
Pollo
Tropical.
Nigga. It's Pollo. Respect my niggas,
it's
bro.
It's Pollo.
It's who?
Pollo.
How they spell it?
P-O-L-L-O.
Okay. Say less.
Oh, I forgot.
Thank you.
Fuck this guy. Yo.
Listen, for us that eat chicken, like, we don't like to start
P-O-
with. We don't eat bean pies.
It's P-O what?
Hey, we're Haitian. We don't eat bean pies.
It's P-O what?
Pollo, nigga.
P-O-L-L-O. Okay.
Nigga.
Polo.
L in Spanish is Polo. Yo, nigga.
Polo.
Yo, nigga. If I'm a Spanish nigga and I want to say yo, I don't spell Y-O. I say L-L-O, nigga.
You're
yo,
not.
Nigga.
You a Haitian nigga.
But the Jamaican nigga, I mean.
To this nigga is so frustrated.
Like, oh, you see what he does?
It's so frustrated.
I don't understand, but if somebody were to come to you and ask you,
hey, what's the story about this King Selassie? Yeah. Like, you'd correct him.
You'd correct him. The nigga ain't from Jamaica.
Yeah.
The nigga ain't from Jamaica, but you bow down to this nigga.
Yeah.
Ross Clot, nigga. Blood Clot, nigga. Blow. All that.
Big thing. Bumber Clats.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm not going to correct you.
So respect the niggas how they do their shit, man.
I am. I respect it 100%.
If you eat chicken, the nigga automatically disrespects you because you eat chicken.
See, I respect it 100%. It sounds like
to me.
I read it how it's spelled. It say polo. Okay. I'm going to say polo.
It sounds like to me that Chris...
That's disrespect to their culture, though.
Tell them put an accent on it, nigga.
Yes, it sounds like to me that Chris is on a campaign to offend as many racial groups as possible.
Yo, African-Americans hate your guts. I don't want you to know that.
He's trying to... They hate your guts. Everybody.
That's cool. They have a problem with everything that's good for them, bro.
No. Let them keep going. Let them keep going. They're going to have fucking Al Sharpton that's out of this bitch in the morning. Let them keep going. Okay.
You gonna get Jesse Jackson up out of his seat, nigga. And they gonna have him out here.
You talking niggas about Selfie Jackson? All
right, this nigga. All right, what? Okay, Ben. It's time.
My bad. That's Selfie Sharpton.
No, it's time.
Jesse Jackson, the nigga that was crying.
Start me. Let me sing.
Crying when Obama won. That's it. That's the nigga, right?
This nigga's nuts.
Crying because Obama won. This nigga killed Martin Luther King. That's what y'all talking about?
This nigga got caught talking about snipping Obama's nuts off. That's crazy.
Who?
Jesse Jackson.
You see my point? That's what y'all talking about? Y'all crazy, bro.
He's still good for a march.
Start the show, bro.
A wheelie? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
If he's still upright.
And he hasn't even started smoking yet. This is him like sober talking.
It's
like,
gonna get
that's
so,
just crazy.
It's
like,
gonna get so much more worse.
Yeah, like, yo, Rick, when y'all niggas start the conspiracies, like, no, the nigga, like, when he's sober, he talks like this. It's not just us like saying he believes the bullshit he says.
This nigga's a coach.
Safe space.
He's responsible for molding young minds. I'm terrified. He's multiplying. There's going to be more like him.
This is a safe space.
Nah, talking bro. About lizard people.
This nigga.
All right.
Don't start the show. Don't get this nigga started, bro. Like,
y'all playing
we
with
We love
these
bean
niggas,
pies, bro.
Y'all going to stop playing with Hollow Earth.
Fuck the cows. Start the show.
Because, ladies and gents, welcome back. Another installment of the NWO podcast. Because. Go ahead and crawl.
I don't know what was ahead.
Chris Wong.
Man, new life.
We some niggas.
I swear, y'all. Man, new life.
We some niggas.
I swear, y'all.
We some niggas who happen to have a pain.
Man who lies,
nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
I swear ya.
Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
Man who lies,
nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga.
I swear ya.
Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas.
Hey!
Get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny, ho. Yeah, we not friendly, ho. Got that pasta. Yeah, that penny, ho. I love the approval faces. Don't stop. We in this bitch. On that tequila, feeling realer, dreaded up like I'm Schiller. Hey, on the beach with the bars, ho. Okay. A little slurred, but I'm focused. Okay. What rhymes with focus? Hocus pocus, and your bitch want us to stroke it.
I swear ya.
Okay, I'm done. I got no more. I'm not beating Hocus Pocus Crocus. Not tonight.
That's not the title.
Well, I knew y'all niggas did the voodoo.
Hocus Pocus Crocus.
Can't we just make that the title?
Hocus Pocus Crocus is a strong contender.
Yo. I still want a podcast to beat our intro. You won't find it.
You'll find a lot of imitators, though.
Ain't another podcast that could beat the intro. Ain't another podcast that could beat this quattro. Ain't no other podcast
better out there in the land. Ladies and gents, this is the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Who's happening?
Ricky the Prince.
What go on?
The Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
And ladies and gents, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms. IG, at NWO Podcast. Twitter, the NWO Podcast. TikTok, NWO Podcast. And again, YouTube, NWO Podcast. Get in on the ground floor, man. We, you know, it's trending up. Don't be left out. Great shit happening here. How y'all niggas feeling?
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't feeling great. But somebody told me that France has a bed bug infestation. Hey, you know, I've been wanting France to burn in hell for quite some time now. I want their city, I want their country to burn to the ground. I want anybody benefiting from their wealth to also pass away in a fiery death. So the fact that they have bed bugs, no, I want all of them to die. The fact that they have bed bugs. And they said that once you see bed bugs, it means that the problem is so much more worse than you can ever imagine.
So you're not supposed to see them. There's something that only, like, they nip at you at night.
But let me ask you a question, Plus.
There ain't a lot of them.
Are they ever going to pay us back?
Hell no.
Why would they?
They got bigger problems.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, no.
They got their bread up on us already. Hey.
Fuck them.
They owe Haiti money.
You know, that's the real reason why I'll never go to fucking France. As a Haitian man, I can't go there.
I was so glad when that TikTok video was making its rounds about the one African American gentleman who went over to Paris, and like he was showing like you know what the pictures show versus real life.
Oh yeah, the streets like, dirty as fuck.
It's dirty. It's fucked up over there.
They have a big ass pickpocketing problem.
Oh yeah, it's fucked up over there.
The pickpocketing issue is bad.
If you spend time in Europe, you understand immediately why they got on ships and went to go steal other places.
Yeah.
You get it immediately. It's fucking raining all the time. It's gloomy. There's barely any sun.
That's why it was.
The weather fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what vegetables they can grow over there, but the food sucks dick. It's just
potatoes.
Not a great time. Now,
they grow Irish potatoes.
Amsterdam, their horse, top notch.
That was terrible. The what? The what's top notch?
Horse.
No.
The top horse?
Notch. The horse.
They're imported.
Even though, right, because I fucked the bitch from the DR. Notch. It was stupid.
Wait. Let him get his shit off.
I was in Amsterdam and I fucked the bitch from the DR. I'm
that's
pissed.
That's an import.
Huh?
That's an import.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to fuck like a what do you call somebody from the Netherlands?
Netherlandian?
A Netherlandian? I don't know. I wanted to hit a Netherlandian.
Neanderthal.
Dutch. Fucking idiot. Dutch. Somebody Dutch.
Shit, I said
Neanderthal. A Netherlandian. Somebody Dutch.
We're trying so hard to get past your bullshit.
I wanted to double Dutch. You understand what I'm trying to say to you?
You want a double Dutch?
I want a double Dutch.
That's crazy. That's also another strong contender for
you
title.
You know.
Double Dutch.
But no, but honestly, hearing that France is suffering and it's because that they're filthy, it's a lot of joy going around.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I hope they burn.
I hope they clean that shit up, man. That's how the Black Plague started.
But because right now there's Paris Fashion Week, so they're coming back. So New York, LA, you know?
Y'all better watch out. Wash your hands, people. Wash your hands.
Bruh.
Fuck.
Wash your ass.
I just learned, speaking of Europe, I learned that there's a certain type of mushroom that originated from the catacombs.
Shrooms?
No, not those.
Oh.
What about fungus?
The fungus, the edible ones, like the ones that you eat and like cook and shit like that. That shit grossed me the fuck out, man. I don't think.
What's the name
eat.
Of it? I know.
I don't know, but I want to find out.
I feel like I know it already. What did it look like?
It originated from the catacombs. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it was you brought up mushroom, but our shrooms episode did numbers. We got to bring that shit back, bro. We got to revisit.
Whenever y'all want to do shrooms again.
But this time, bro, we're going to have to actually do the root.
What the fuck were we doing? Colors and fucking.
We need because what we did was a microdose. We need like a real dose
a
on
dose?
The chocolate. Not a mega dose, but like a times to whatever we had.
Let's just double what we did last time because that was a safe dose.
Okay.
Like because we ranged from pretty normal to sobbing, so I'd say if we take double, it's just going to be a little bit more entertaining.
I just got to ask you guys, niggas. You guys did not feel trapped at all that one time. No, I just want to make sure I feel fucking insane, bro.
They
no,
say don't. Mushrooms are life, an amplifier, nigga. Okay? If you got some shit going on, it's going to come to the forefront. So if you're feeling trapped, you may need to abandon your children. There's nothing else you can do. You have to free yourself. They're holding you back. Just leave them. They'll be stronger without you.
You know what's crazy? I literally just told insanity. My boss, what freeing, how freeing is it to be a fucking deadbeat dad right
Let
now?
Let me tell you how I was just talking about this shit.
Because he laughed at me because like, oh shit, because I was at work. He's like, I was like, oh shit. Like, what happened? I was like, I gotta pick up Ari. He's like, yo, relax. I'm like, damn, nigga, how freeing, because he's a deadbeat. I'm like, how freeing is it to be a fucking deadbeat dad where that's like not even on your radar, bro?
You know,
like,
because I don't have a standard 9-to-5, every month when I pay my daughter's, like, you
are
know.
You trapping me right now?
Her motherfucking dental insurance, health insurance, vision insurance, fucking daycare. I'm like, imagine the nigga who's just not. What is he doing with this money? The nigga who's just not doing this. The nigga who's just, fuck these kids, fuck this bitch.
Still broke.
Let me go to the strip club again.
Still broke. Dog still broke.
But is he happy?
Nope. He look happy.
Some can argue that he is.
Nah. I promise you.
I don't know, bro.
Dog is not happy.
The deadbeat life looks so luxurious. It looks so fun, so freeing. Just say fuck these kids.
You only see a part of that shit.
But for right now, I don't know how long that can last. Bro.
How long does it take before they actually start garnishing your check?
When he turns 60 and his kid like 20, 25.
And fucking hates his guts.
And hates all you want is a glass of water. The young nigga laughing at you.
Yo, fucking hates your guts and enjoys your fucking misery because they know what the fuck you did.
For them to garnish you, a lot has to happen first.
Okay, that's what I wanted to do.
You know what I mean? Because most deadbeats aren't even on child support. Like, most women have, you know, pride. Like, I'm not going to make you care about this kid. Anybody in that position?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you guys know right now. That is a mistake, ladies. That is a big mistake. I'm telling you right now, that's a huge mistake. That's a mistake.
If I got to pay, make those fuck niggas pay too. Go get them niggas.
What?
Go get them niggas.
Bro, who are you caring for?
Nigga, I want niggas to do what I'm doing. Okay?
I just want to turn this shit down.
My kids cost me thousands of bucks a month. They got to go to the strip club? They got to go to the fucking strip club? Fuck that.
While I'm struggling to get a book bag?
Fuck that.
She got a good heart.
Yeah, fuck that shit, bro.
We all going down,
nigga. Pay the bills, bro.
We all going down.
Hey, man, listen.
Raise your kids.
Raise your motherfucking kids, bro. That's it. That's it. But I don't know how we got here. How did we get here?
We were lusting after a deadbeat's lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like, man, like, it must be fucking easy to be a fucking deadbeat because you don't have no fucking responsibility.
Yo, if you're a deadbeat who openly doesn't give a fuck about your kids, send us a message. I would love to have you on this show. I have so many questions to ask you.
Just tell us about the experience. You don't need
almost
to come
up. 12,000.
I would love to talk to deadbeat. Like, I want to know, like, there's specific questions. I'm not going to say now, but there are specific questions I want to ask the deadbeat because, like, bro, like, when you're, like, let's say, I'll ask one question. Like, it's like when you're, like, let's say you're partying, right? And you know your kid is out there. And you know they're fucked up right now, but you living it up right now. There's bitches around, there's bottles that you probably can't even afford, but you're there, you're in the mix. Like, do you ever, at least once, just think about the kid? Because every decision I make right now, I'm thinking, yo, damn, nigga, like, get in the fuck, yo, damn, nigga. I'm thinking, like, is there ever once a time that you're thinking about that fucking kid? Because there can't be. Like, you can't be a fucking, if you're a deadbeat, you turn that shit off. You have to, bro. There's no way you're thinking like a fucking dad, bro.
Why not? That's why I said them niggas ain't happy.
You think they're miserable? Why?
You're thinking like a dad if you're able to be a fucking full functioning deadbeat. Not like a deadbeat, like, it depends on what your definition. I'm talking about like a deadbeat where Lingan, like, fuck that kid. Like,
people out here on crack. People out here on crack. And they still,
I mean, that's
function.
Different. Like, you gotta
say,
I'm talking
still
about, like,
function.
I'm talking
crack.
About a nigga that's not on crack, but you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out, you just like
fucking hoes and you going out and you partying and just doing your life. Like you're going on with your life.
Whole addicted to heroin.
Y'all convince me that this guy's miserable. I'm hearing partying, fucking hoes, spending money. Where's the misery?
You know why? That's because you niggas can't.
We're talking about two
y'all
niggas.
Can't see pain for real.
Maybe.
No, but listen.
Maybe.
The nigga is. Avoidance. Right?
I know four deadbeats right now that are not on the drugs that you're talking about.
We avoiding problems. Not only is we avoiding problems, but we also devoid of responsibility. Like, bro, you ain't gonna tell me that feel good as a man in this world.
But go ahead.
You moving amongst other niggas.
There's no reason we should still be talking about this shit.
This is stupid. That's
okay.
Okay,
thank you. I appreciate you. Please record. Thank you so much.
Where do we leave off?
Thank you so much.
Where do we leave off? So it doesn't sound dumb.
I'll do you one better. Let's move the fuck on. Yeah. Next subject. Damian Lillard.
Hey, what time is it, guys? I'll tell you what time it's not. Dame time.
Yeah. Was that fucking important enough for you to fucking stop my momentum?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Son of a bitch. Dame Lillard is not only divorcing the Blazers. He's divorcing his wife of 2 years with whom he has three kids with.
He's been here for a minute.
Everything stays in Portland, nigga. That's great.
I'm going to be the voice of reason today, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the voice of reason today. Listen, bro, like, I mean, as the wife, the woman that with the three kids and you've been there for all of that, it's just like, it sucks, man.
Enjoy Oregon.
But I will say this. I'm gonna add on to that.
That hurts, man.
I'm going to add on to that by saying this. Statistically speaking, 80% of divorces that happen in the U.S. are initiated by women. So when I see shit like that, I start to question what the fuck happened.
Before you continue. You
That's
saying
a wise
this shit?
Man right there, man.
Hold on. I don't want you guys to understand that 70% of our listeners are women.
So yeah. Fuck them.
They usually want to ask for divorce. That's, that is the reality.
I don't know a woman that could whoop me personally.
I know, but
speak. For
okay,
yourself.
So when you say that, it's like
speaking for yourself.
No. I'm saying like what if a woman is asking for divorce? Some shit has to happen for it to lead to that.
Point. That's not true at all.
He's moving to Milwaukee, man.
What do you mean?
He's about to go to the land of milk. What is he talking about?
You think a woman says yes to a man, right? Mm-hmm. After you ask me to propose to you, dealing with your shit, mm-hmm. and then wants to go back out being in the streets, knowing ain't shit out there? You think they want that shit?
They do when they're going to leave that bitch a shit ton richer. Yeah, sure.
What streets you
being in the streets with a few million bucks is kind of exciting.
That's different streets.
Miramar niggas, Hollandale niggas, and niggas from
those
Miami talking
streets.
This shit.
Those are different streets.
I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about. I can't relate to that. I'm talking
she
about
got $100 million dollars in Oregon.
When she leaves Dame, or when Dame leaves her, she's gonna be all right.
You know what? I saw something completely different from y'all. I saw a nigga that thought he was going to Miami and had this shit prearranged.
This motherfucker was gonna be divorced in Miami. God forbid. God forbid.
That's what I saw. None of you niggas said that.
God forbid.
You niggas talking about this nigga's going to Milwaukee.
Yeah, the land
Keep
of milk.
Wife, nigga. What's out there?
Milk.
But so.
All right, man. Listen. It's like you're not listening to all the podcast.
Skim, almond, oak.
You name it.
Whole.
I need this nigga. You name it.
It's there. Yo. So I saw people were speaking about...
That's Cream City. They do call it Cream City, though.
Cream City, nigga.
Nigga, they the cheeseheads, nigga.
The
it's
cream
a lot
of
dairy out there.
The cream of the crop.
So funny.
That's the nigga. He's a Brett Favre fan. There's a lot of cheeseheads out there, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Funny.
They have jerseys that say Cream City on it.
Come on, man.
Let me tell you about that part of the world. In my time in Chicago, I have never seen white women so thick... In my life, let me tell you something. It's the Midwest, for some reason, the bitches don't shed their winter fur.
That you call it custard.
Thick.
It's the Midwest.
Thick. Wow. You hear me? Thick.
The custard.
You know what he said?
Because it's cold. Because Chicago's cold as fuck. They need to be thick to survive the winter.
Don't shed the winter fur.
The bitches don't shed. Don't hibernate.
Oh my God.
Thick.
Yo, something's wrong with
they insulated.
Come on. But now, so I saw this thing. People kept saying that typically relationships with motherfuckers are together for a long time and then get married tend to fucking fail very, very fast. Yo,
can I tell you guys something?
Tell me something.
Yeah, all right. There's a UM player. Well, he's not your player. He's in the league right now. Not DJ Dallas. But there's a UM player right now. I have a close relationship with.
It's not DJ Dallas.
It's not DJ. No.
Shout out DJ though.
Shout out DJ.
Okay. It's probably DJ.
Me and him were talking, and he just recently got divorced. He's on his third contract in the NFL. And damn, I asked him, I said, yo, why'd you get divorced? He said, I am from South Florida. And I've never seen white women that look like this where I'm at. And it fucked me up. I said, okay, that doesn't explain to me. He said, no, Ricky, you don't understand. You're still down there. Where you're just looking at what you're looking at, what you're seeing. He's like, they don't look like what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at right now.
And where is he talking about? Where is he referring to?
I can't say on the
air. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So that's fair. Like, okay. I said, was it enough to lose your life? And the nigga said to me, yes. That's what he said to me. No, right here. I'm like, damn, nigga, like. Bro, like, he's like, they don't look. I'm like, yo, but surgery can make everybody. He said, no, this is not surgery. This is. So just think about, like, those states where it's
country
not.
Country fried ham.
Yeah, it's you country can fried, like, yeah.
She thick from the ankles up. You can see it in her ankles. Okay, you can see it in her
this
elbows.
This is a nigga that always wanted a white girl, but now he sees a white girl that got some shape to her. Like she got some meat on her bones. You know what I'm saying? He's a Caribbean nigga too. Like, and he's
meat is pushing it.
Yeah. Yo,
I was like, yo, man. Okay,
I saw a TikTok this week about some shit called feederism. Okay,
called what?
Feederism is a kink.
Feet? Is it feet?
No. Feederism with a D.
Okay. Like you're feeding someone.
That you like to just watch motherfuckers eat. And these motherfuckers feed these
women.
Those
like people who watch mukbangs and shit.
Until they're morbidly obese.
Okay, so let me ask you.
And then they find a new one.
I'm going to let you finish, but let me ask you a question. Is it considered a kink if I'm able to watch it, but I'm not sexually aroused? Because isn't a kink meaning like it sexually arouses me? If not, then that's not a kink. That's
but just you like watching it?
Because a kink would mean like something like... If you tell a girl, listen, you meet a girl for the first time, you're like, she asks you, like, what's your kinks? I'm into feederism.
Ain't got no, but go ahead.
Meaning, I know, pause, nigga. But, like, I like
man,
watching.
Fuck you, man.
Motherfucker. Like, he makes everything so
this
fucking
this nigga just, he
bro.
Lives damn, to man. Fuck
like,
this up.
And I don't even you, talk to you
he
like
He lives
bro.
To fuck
all right.
this up.
All right,
I've never spoken to you
yo,
like
so
that,
let me,
bro.
Let me
he
talk
doesn't
to
want
like
a smooth show. He doesn't want cohesion. He wants to
fuck everything up. He wants to fuck this up. Plus, let me ask you a question. So, like, if it's like, okay, is it considered a kink if it's not sexual? Like, if you meet a girl and she said, I'm into feederism. But what does that mean? Like,
kink can only be sexual.
Okay. So
these niggas are turned on by feeding women to the point that they're massive.
But hold on.
No, but like feeding them food to the point where...
Food until the point that they become massive.
What do you call it if you just like it, though? Like, what if you just like watching
That's
it?
Not a kink. That's you just like, they like watching this shit.
Okay,
like
wait.
Football, nigga.
But like, what do you
so
mean just like it?
Sexually turn you on?
Like,
it's a kink, nigga.
How the fuck is
when,
that, nigga?
When you say just like it, what does that mean?
I'm saying like the people who like mukbangs have millions of views, nigga. I'm sure the millions of people are not fucking getting off to that shit.
No, it's not a kink.
And some people
no,
just
no one
watching
says,
it.
No one says mukbang is a kink.
For fucking ASMR. Like they just like hearing the sound of people chew, that type of shit.
I always thought that ASMR was kinky shit. It's not.
No,
it's just sound.
It's sound effects. No. It's like me. I watch chiropractic videos all day long. Like
yeah,
niggas
like
their bones cracked and shit. Like
you like hearing.
I like hearing
sound.
The sound. It's not like I don't get off from that shit.
I
like,
watch. Just, I watch the shredder.
But
videos
that's not
hydraulic press videos.
Is that all right?
That's not.
So
kink.
Wait.
You when know what
goes,
my kink is?
Wait,
watching when it goes, porn. That's a kink.
Like, everybody stop
hey,
at
what's
once.
Your kink right
everyone now? Stop at once.
No, it's not.
Everyone's. No one's. No one's fucking stopping. No one's fucking stopping. Thank you. Fuck.
Hey.
What did you just say?
The hydraulic press videos, like
niggas cleaning floors.
No,
nah.
Hydraulic press, like
watching
shit
get squished.
Shit.
That gets your dick hard?
No, I said
Jesus
I just
Christ.
Wait, stop.
Because I was
if
gonna,
that made you stop, I wanted.
I was gonna pivot because, like, you know what? TikTok has made all of us like, and YouTube has put us in like weird corners of the internet.
Yeah.
He's watching shit get smashed. I'll be on TikTok for hours watching horses and cows get their hooves cleaned.
I'd be on TikTok.
I was
listening.
Weird for watching chiropractors getting like crack and shit, but I will watch that for 7 hours straight.
I'd be on TikTok listening to Reddit. Like, I know
Ariel go hungry.
Am I the and asshole? I'm watching
niggas getting fucking like I know, next, I know somebody, and shit like that.
I know somebody, a lady actually, and like you look at her in the street, like
bring her hoes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Where's the see, chill this
see,
episode?
You see?
None,
and
zero.
Niggas come where, at me. They come at me.
Look at this.
I would okay, do right. Nothing look, outside.
Let's do look at
the
it.
Norm. Let's do this I want y'all to understand that. Everything that I do is what we do
cover
on the show.
Cover the
but
name.
When I do it,
cover
bro,
the name, nigga. We trying to cover the name, bro.
All right, fuck it, man. Look, listen, there's this lady that I know, like, you see her in the street and whatnot, like, most men would like, qualify her as bad. Like she has this thing where she goes on the YouTube and she watches dandruff videos, like combing through dandruff. Like that shit. Like they enjoy watching that shit.
I like watching niggas cut grass on TikTok. It is like, especially when they do the outlining. My God.
Oh, are you my, okay?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, for the longest I thought it was weird because Ram posted a video the other day. And he posted another chiropractor. I knew exactly who the nigga was. Like, I'm in the comments talking about the nigga.
I saw that. The Haitian nigga from
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're fucking weird. Why do you know Kairos by name? Yo, I know that doctor. These niggas aren't in the NBA.
He's TikTok listening.
Like, these niggas have trading cards. Crack.
But don't get me wrong. My dick don't get hard for that. That's not a kink. That's what I want to...
Bro, we no. left so dick alone so no, long ago.
I'm trying
and you
to
keep bringing dick
is.
Back.
No, that's,
what,
that's
what
where we're at.
I'm trying to mention what
that's
a kink
the whole
is.
Reason why we're talking about this right now.
That's not a kink.
No, no.
Between kinks.
Kink, I feel like that word has to have some kind of
sexual
connotation.
That's it.
Like
it,
so somehow.
What is it before it gets sexual?
You just like
it. Like
it. You're entertained.
It's like
or you're
football.
Interested.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
Right.
Move on.
We gotta
stop talking.
Nigga, he's the worst.
Gotta move. That's why I went back to that shit. Move on. Jesus Christ, bro.
You one erection away from being a weirdo, fellas.
Spinach, nigga. It's more life than bean pies and spinach, hey, bro. I promise you.
I'm
and fucking
saying,
fruit drinks.
Whatever you enjoy out there.
Fruit drinks.
You one erection away from being weird as hell.
Imagine what you know. Do you watch niggas all day eat like fucking vegan shit and stuff like that?
Bro, literally, I can't stand the sight of people eating. I hate
like,
it.
A nigga that feeds people for a
living. I cannot understand mukbangs. Like, you motherfuckers are watching people eat?
Bro, come on, man.
It's crazy to me.
It's a sensation from the sound of it. Like,
no, I ain't gonna lie, because you watch some of them Asian girls slurp noodles, bro. You ever seen that? When they slurp noodles?
It doesn't do a thing.
No.
I'm
not gonna make the noise.
I'm purposely.
Watch a what? I didn't hear what he said.
The Asian women, when they be slurping the noodles.
I don't watch Asian women at all, for nothing. There's nothing that I want nothing to do with Asian women.
I wouldn't watch if I was trying to learn Chinese.
If I want to watch Asian shit, I'll go watch Rush Hour. I want nothing to do with them niggas, dog.
You see how there's a line? And he always is the one that fucking...
If I want to go watch fucking Yamaguchi,
you see, and
Jackie Chan,
and he's turning
your
up.
Best shot, bro. I don't,
can
I
we stop the Asian hate?
Bro.
It's always you blacks.
No, we can't.
Stop the Asian hate.
Asian lady hit my car the other day. I don't know if we're going to stop.
He called me
soon.
Too. He called me about that shit.
And an Asian stereotype. Wow.
Yeah, bruh. Okay. She hit me. I was not moving.
Okay.
What is happening?
Mute his mic for 2 seconds.
Yeah,
nigga. I know. He's on timeout. He's on timeout. He's on timeout.
I would have told her. Yo, ship fried rice.
Why the fuck? Do you know Montreal, Boston, New York, California? Everybody has a Chinatown. Why don't we have one? We're a big city.
Bro, you know
where you gonna put it?
Okay.
No, that's a good question.
No. That's a great question.
But here's my next
because
thing.
Because you only have a couple of choices.
But here's my next thing.
Do they want to be there?
But here's my next thing. Do you want to know my introduction to the Chinese niggas? Jackie Chan, nigga. It was Cubans, Dominicans.
I removed us from you in ignorance. Why bring me back this?
But it's what I'm trying to tell you. You talk about South Florida, right?
Yes.
My introduction to these niggas was Jackie Chan.
How do they relate?
In my school, it was Cubans, Dominicans, Haitians, and Yanks. That's it. There was none of that other shit. And maybe you get an Indian nigga.
I thought you were about to say Jackie.
Maybe get an Indian nigga. The nerd nigga in this
so
class.
So you're saying that the first time you even seen an Asian person was
Jackie Chan, Jackie nigga. Chan.
Now see, I'm not going to let you tell that lie.
Oh,
Because every once in a while, Haitians get frisky, and they take that $25 and they go buy a big bucket of Chinese rice for the family to feed you guys for 3 days.
Out of my house.
Okay? No, feed you for 3 days. You mean to tell me?
First time I had Chinese food, I was in high school.
I don't see Ricky's dad buying Chinese food, kids.
That's the first time I had. I'm telling you, bro. I'm not lying. I saw Asian people. My dad is not buying that shit, bro. My dad is not buying that shit, bro. I'm telling you.
When was your first time seeing an Asian person in real life?
Middle school. I was in middle school. Anna Tang. I'll never forget her. She's Japanese. I said, your name is really Tang? I got a choice. I said, your last name is really Tang? She said, yeah, it's Tang. I said, I drink that at home. It's orange. I'm not bullshitting y'all
niggas, bro. This nigga's been ignorant his whole life.
My whole fucking life. I said, yo, you're a fucking orange juice.
But how is that ignorant?
Your orange drink. I don't know no better, bro.
No, I'm going to be honest with you.
How is it ignorant? The juice is literally called Tang.
One quick comment.
Who's more ignorant?
One quick comment, bro. Plus, you say that, and I'm here to confirm it for you. This nigga has been ridiculous his entire life, bro. Like, since I could remember, dog.
You niggas call him ridiculous.
I watched him get fired in one shift. He really is amazing.
He did.
Me and Ben worked together for years.
It was supposed to be the call center gig?
It's supposed to be me, Ben, and Ricky. This motherfucker crapped out of training, dropping his dick on the table.
Fuck it.
You see, I had an experience in my last job where I was like, I was doing too much. So I said, this job, I'm not going to talk to nobody. I'm not going to do shit. I'm not going to be funny.
Yo, you're gonna chill. Hey, listen, let's train lady. On me.
Because every time there's some hullabaloo, it's Alan in his corner. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to chill. I'm not going to say nothing.
Alan in his corner.
I remember one of the moments, bro. The trainer lady, I forgot her name, but the trainer lady, she announced that they were going to have free food delivered for the whole training class. This nigga stood up. He was the only nigga. The only person that stood up and started applauding.
Like, okay, yeah. He's fucking out of here.
It sounds like you guys are working on a plantation and Madal wasn't allowed to express himself.
Yes! Nigga, it's called work. What do you mean?
I need self-expression, bro. Like, that's
what you mean? I bet he was doing a good job.
You've been working for yourself for so long. You forgot what this shit really is.
I was out of bounds, Chris.
Like, okay.
Bro, I was out because, of bounds. I remember when I got the word, I was not invited back, too.
What they saw is, if this nigga can't chill in training.
Oh, yeah, he's a menace. You know what's crazy? I never tell a story on this podcast. I'll never forget the moment I got the news. We always talk about that shit, but we never talk about it. Let's talk about it right now. It was us. Nigga.
We
were standing out there. I'll never forget it. Me plus Ben. There was a few other niggas around.
Work situation like that? What's your financial situation before you get this text?
Oh, it's pay rent or die. So I'm already on the next. I'm in a training class at this time. I'm like, okay.
Pay rent or die. And
I just remember at a time.
That's on the list.
When I got that job, they were paying more than other jobs were
offering. So you
because no, this wasn't call center shit. This was something else.
No, that's not call center. This is like if you go through this shit, you can make a career out of this type of shit. It's not even a call center.
Y'all were selling them illegal pills in Miami.
What the fuck? First of all, stop guessing. Okay. Stop guessing.
You won't guess it. But okay? It was a good job.
Shit. Right?
And so I'll never forget. It wasn't a lunch break. We all there chilling. So I get a text. We're all laughing and joking. So I literally tell him, like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Damn. Hey, y'all boys get a text about such and such. Ben said no. Plus said no. And the other two niggas, they were saying no. So I said, hey, y'all boys, I'll be right back. So I go back inside. Clearly, they made a mistake.
Yeah, because they couldn't be firing you.
So when I go back inside, it's like six other people in there. It's like two other dudes and four girls. And they're all thinking the same thing I'm thinking. There's a mistake going on.
When you walk in. Because at this time, you done been there for a little bit.
Right.
So you kind of know the faces. Uh-huh. When you walk into this room,
right,
you don't see the six people sitting down and say, oh, shit, I shouldn't be lumped in the group.
No, niggas not sitting down. Niggas is looking worried. But
two
niggas had already spoke to the person that you need to speak to get clarification. So I'm walking in, And I see, okay, there's four other people out here. They're clearly worried about what I got. They got it too. I saw two people get rejected. I was like, oh, I'm out of here. So I didn't even go back and talk to the lady. I went back right outside. I said, yo, Ben, plus, y'all boys, I'm out of here. They were like, yo, what's going on? What you mean? What's up? I said, y'all will probably find out before I do, but it's over for me. I'm about to go to the McDonald's next door, because me and Ben was together.
Hey, Ben.
We're roommates. Wait on Ben to get off work.
Me and Ben were roommates, so I'm waiting for Ben to get off work. And I said, yo, did you get cut? He's like, no, I didn't get cut. These niggas made wealthy careers out of this shit, bro.
Hey, I don't live here.
I'm on job 23.
And they still pay my bills sometimes. These motherfuckers are hands down deepest motherfuckers.
What year are we here? 2023? Bro, this was in 2011. These niggas still get paid
over a decade.
In 2023.
They're still getting
paid for that. You regret that shit?
No.
No.
Everything that was supposed to happen happened.
He's rich. He's fine. He's rich. I was telling somebody the story yesterday of when we watched Hector flip that Dominican nigga, bro.
Pause.
Dog.
No, there's no pause.
Pause, Dad.
No. It's supposed to be gay.
To your friend. I'm telling the story. Let me see that. You're talking to your friend.
I don't know Hector.
It's supposed to be gay.
Hector's gay.
It's supposed to be gay.
And he's flipping guys.
We watched Hector take a nigga who was supposed to be straight and make him not. I don't know that could happen.
And remember,
catfish.
Peep. So we're all out of this group. We fuck with each other.
Cry, right? Dad.
Right? And then there's not a lot of minorities.
Pirate fish.
So we locked in together, right?
Yes.
So they invite all of us to the gay club.
Where's the other one?
Right? And they were like, no. You don't have to be gay. There's good music, good food.
Yeah.
Just pull up.
I don't know how that works.
Ben does his shit where he says, I'm for the pull up. He just doesn't show up.
Smart guy.
Right?
That's not how that works.
I say, yeah, I'm going to pull up.
Why?
You got that shit set up.
I go home.
Ben, other shit.
I tell my baby mama, I'm going to go. She says, are you gay? I said, no. She said, why the fuck are you going? So I ended up not going. Right? That's what happened. She cussed me out.
Yeah, because what the fuck? Even if you stand here and tell niggas no.
I was being too open-minded. She brought me back.
So, hey, listen, I get it. Progressing, all that shit.
There are W's for being open.
Sometimes you gotta be closed-minded. But
let me finish. Let me finish. So we come back, and two or three niggas actually went to the club. Okay? Later on that week, man, pictures come out of funny business.
Yo,
pictures come out of it is the talk of the job.
All right,
okay.
Is that what they call that shit? Coercion? Is that not coercion?
It's a conversion. That's what it is. No one's being coerced. Niggas are being converted.
Yep.
That's insanity at its finest.
It's not, man.
It is.
You can't convert a nigga who don't want to be converted, man.
Nah, because at the end of the day, like,
remember when we saw the photos?
They had to, whoever these people are, you said it was three people that went?
Like two or three straight dudes.
Two or three people that went. Are, right? They had to be like what you call straight curious. Like, they know straight. But they not opposed to
when they said the gay club, you ain't gotta be gay, it's just vibes, it's whatever the fuck. I believed them.
Why?
Why not? You trying to set me up?
I'm saying, all right, I tell you to come to brunch. You think they're going to be serving meat at the brunch?
All right, hold on. Let me step in for a second.
Do what you got to do.
I invite you to brunch.
Please.
Let me step in for a second.
Please step in.
All right, so there's two interactions that I can step in on. There's a time where I dragged this nigga to a drag queen club because my supervisor was a gay-ass nigga and I did not want to go alone. And I misfed him.
This was me.
And then there's a
supervisor.
Hold on, wait. Let me finish.
Hold on.
There's also a scenario where our nigga is a gay nigga. His name is Hector, right? He just slept on our... Me and Ben are roommates. He slept in our apartment. We go out with this nigga. He's sleeping in our apartment. He's a gay nigga. Wants nothing to do with it. This is the nigga that told us, like, yo, listen, as a gay nigga, gay niggas are gay. They like men, but they're very specific in what they want and what they like. Just because you're a man don't mean the nigga want you.
Okay.
Nigga don't want you. So, also,
He's not convinced. Look at
No, I understand. You're talking.
Look at his face.
You're talking he's not convinced. To a man that don't like fish.
I'm not saying that. Nah, listen here.
If you like dick, let me finish. You like dick. That's
just it. Yo, let me finish.
He's never gonna let you finish.
But what I'm saying is to you is this.
Give me the chase.
The same nigga, that same nigga, we would go out with this nigga, right? The same dude. Gay, only wants men, and this nigga will bring you. If you tell a nigga right now, yo, what is it that you want? I guarantee you. Plus, I'm lying, been in my line. He will bring you that woman right now.
All
right. To this day.
And we talk hear about what I'm saying.
He'll bring her to you.
Hear me out.
Top notch assist.
The same
way. So,
when
it comes to talking about gay niggas a certain way, it's like, yeah, you can talk to gay niggas by the way, but them niggas don't be like, yo, niggas gay. Like,
no,
yeah, because I have a gay homo, don't mean niggas on that.
I'm saying that, bro. What I'm saying is, I see things for what they are.
What's that?
A gay man is still a man at the end of the day, right? I do not believe that a nigga. Will, not even that I don't believe. I believe that a nigga will fucking hang out with a female long enough to get his shot. I'm not saying
but you have to be,
that the nigga...
Be specific.
Let him cook.
I'm not saying that the nigga was interested in y'all. Like, I'm not saying that he's there like, oh, playing the long game with Ricky.
Pause.
But... Yeah, hella Paul. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Wow.
That is disgusting.
Hold on.
No nigga played a long game with me. I promise you. Do not play a long game with me. That shit's not happening.
Hold on. I stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
I got,
you did, nigga.
I got an inbounds ball
nigga,
back
that
again.
Game, the game is over, nigga. Fuck out of bounds, nigga. The game's fucking over. Fuck you talking about? Step out of bounds with Ricky. That's another name, nigga. Say Edward, nigga. Don't say Ricky. Out of bounds.
All I'm saying is, niggas will play the long game with a female, bro.
Disgusting.
I don't put that past
flagrant too,
a man, regardless of his sexual orientation, because niggas play the long game.
I mean, okay.
Pause.
You been a gay nigga?
Bro, I don't know. Wait, I'm not putting gay on it. I'm going off a nigga.
Here's my thing, right? Like, playing the long game don't mean shit, because what are you going to do?
What's your end goal? I'm saying, there are niggas that are gay, bro, that... You have to play niggas that are niggas that are gay into it. Bro.
We've been on gay for 15 minutes now.
Yeah, they are fucking.
Appreciate you guys.
Never mind. Never
thanks,
mind.
Thanks, man.
Never mind.
Yeah, thanks. You got it.
Appreciate it.
You win.
But you know what? Speaking of gay, they're saying that P. Diddy killed Tupac. How do we feel?
Well, who did he kill?
You better chill out.
He killed Mary J. He gave her drugs.
He killed
Casey
me too.
JoJo. Oh he killed me too with his head.
Nigga, like, killed me on. Next.
He killed Shine. I mean, the list goes on. Loon.
Hey, so we're trying to keep going.
Okay. He killed
B2K. Puffy.
Puff.
I want no problems.
Let's reel it back in.
I want no beef, Puff.
Let's reel it back in. So
there should be a question like, who didn't this nigga kill?
No.
Find a nigga.
I don't want no problems. No. I got nothing to do
real.
With whatever
that's
they
what
talking
I said.
About.
I said real.
Okay, my bad.
Sorry. No. Real is the word that I used. Some motherfucker, David O'Keefe, Keefe D, has been accused of killing Tupac. I don't buy it. But before he goes down, he's not going down without a fight.
Nah, he told the story that he was in the car. But I don't think he told the story that he was the shooter. The person
they put him in jail.
No, but that's what I'm saying, because he's the only person. If you in the car when the crime happened,
the nigga that killed Nipsey,
you guilty.
Bullshit.
If you in the car when the crime happened, you guilty. So at the end of the day, if he's admitting to being in the car when the crime happened, he guilty of the crime. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, he's saying that the dude who they jumped, who Pac and his people jumped in the Las Vegas hotel, he's saying that that's who was the actual shooter. He said that he was commissioned by Bad Boy, allegedly, for $1 million. But he said ever since he got involved with Puff, his life been on a downward spiral. Those are words from an interview.
Beautiful.
They did say, like, although I don't know exactly everything that the nigga has said, but they have said that this dude is pretty much the only motherfucker that's like doing interviews and talking about this shit like over and over and over again, like repeatedly.
He also got a terminal illness. I feel like he's
I think that got something to do with it.
And that type of shit right there, it's not, this isn't real justice.
Someone said that he's doing it because he can't afford health care, so he's hoping that he gets put in jail because then they have to put him on whatever.
And he absolutely will get his health care.
So they say that that's the reason why, like, because he's been doing these type of interviews for years.
Yeah.
But and that's the reason why we're starting to see traction now.
He's the only one. So, like, he's also, like, kind of put a fucking target on his back because who else is there to pursue?
You know what?
Why Puff haven't killed this nigga yet is was I, what I, if you killing everybody, why you ain't kill him?
Because nothing about this nigga makes me, like, wholeheartedly believe him. He's not worth it. Who do you think killed Tupac?
I think it was a collective effort. I think multiple people had something to gain from his passing and him not being here. I don't think it was no one person conspiring.
I mean, but I don't think everybody worked together to kill him either.
No. I'm just saying it wasn't an orchestrated thing as like so much like the people around Pop, so much as just the opposing sides working together. Like I don't know Ben. And you don't fuck with Ben, and I don't fuck with you. So now me and Ben gonna work together and fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, at this time, Pac had done already shot police officers. He was already becoming a menace to the LA community in terms of law enforcement in their eyes. And then on top of that, you got the rebellious attitude that he given the youth. So now you becoming a nationwide problem. You know what I'm saying? When you become a figure like that, if you don't start playing ball a certain type of way, they're going to want to talk to you. Or they're going to want to see it that you stop talking.
Who do you think killed Pop?
I mean, for the longest, like before this whole QPD situation, I thought that the... there was a documentary that I saw, and I thought that it was the guy who they beat up in the casino. They're saying that there was a dude that they beat up in the casino.
Orlando Brown?
That's crazy, though, right? The nigga named Orlando Brown? Come on, man.
Why is that crazy?
Because of Orlando Brown, nigga.
What am I missing?
The Disney nigga?
Yeah.
That's his name, too?
Yes.
Is it? I know it's Orlando something.
It's Orlando Brown.
It could be. I don't know. Be.
That's not weird.
Why?
I mean, it's a coincidence. So you're saying this nigga...
You saying a coincidence it's
at that level?
But what are you saying, though?
They cloned Tyrone, Ben. They cloned Tyrone.
This nigga's insane.
And he's been doing this since the beginning of the episode.
He's turning up a little bit more.
He is.
What are your thoughts on Bobby, what's her name, Aloff, fuck off?
Man, she's somebody, some record label executive's granddaughter. Just like the other little one, Aiden Ross. Come on, man. They are the grandchildren of fucking, what's his name? Eeyor Cohen and all these fucking Crypt Keepers that we don't fucking recognize when we see them, bro. They're the grandchildrens and nieces and nephews and off cousins of those motherfuckers. That's why they allowed in the space and they get these particular... you got to understand the artists in groups, right? Because like these artists that are grouped together, they'll work with each other. They'll work with people who work with each other, with them. But if you work with somebody outside of this group, nobody in the group going to work with you. This is not me, bro. It's not me.
So, I just want to fucking know, like, what was it? Did you see the Drake interview that she had with him?
I did. I saw some. I mean, I didn't watch
it. What was it, do you think, that he didn't like about the interview? Because there's a conspiracy theory saying that he purposely played Tiger's song for X amount of minutes so that he had that ace in his pocket to send a copyright strike to the fucking video and have it taken down.
But this is, I think whatever struck him across him the wrong way, I feel like it happened off of camera. So it's a power play, but we don't understand. Yeah. And it's like more and more, like, this is how he dropped a new album, by the way. I haven't played it. Have you played it?
No, I didn't.
Have you played his new album?
Were we talking about Drake before the interview?
I mean, kind of, because he's been teasing this album for 3 months.
But right. was he centerpiece table conversation?
Yeah, because of Slime You Out with SZA. We always talking about this nigga, man. He's always here.
Not like that.
He's a staple, bro.
Not like that.
Not like
we wasn't talking about Slime You Out before the interview.
No, but it's all the rollout.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what the end. So hear what I'm saying.
Because talk to me.
He don't do interviews,
right?
Right. So it's you catching the wave of this new phenomenon that's going on. So you jump on there. Now you boom out in front of everybody. But you Drake. So once you get out there, no matter what happens, you don't necessarily go anywhere. Even the interview being deleted, we still talking about it. So it don't never go nowhere, even though you deleted it, but nobody can't really go back to it and watch it because he don't do interviews. So you jump on the wave of this little interview vibes, and then you create a way that you could nix it out, but you still get the wave effect of having done that. So now we're talking about you, and then it bubbles over into the Slime You Out. Coming off the album, and the album announcement coming. Oh, and then this, and then
all of these things are happening. He's also been torn for fucking 2 months now. Like the niggas just for the past 2 or 3 months, he's just been on his shit. Yes. He's just been very present.
How do you feel about the album? How do you feel?
Because I haven't
played it
yet. A lot
of motherfuckers been saying this shit mid though.
Man, fuck people. I can't remember the last Drake project that came out to good reviews. Think about it. When's the last time he dropped some shit that we all collectively said was good? Now, mind you, I know that every project has some good on it. Like, I've heard it. So I'm just going to play this shit and just figure out where my fucking... Because I heard the fucking 8 a.m. in Charlotte shit. I don't like rappity rap Drake. I hate it. Like, I don't need him rapping.
But then again, you hate rappity rap music in general.
If he can give me fucking an album full of fireworks, an album full of Kiki, Do You Love Me, an album full of Marvin's Room, I'm there, baby. I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there for the singy, emotional bullshit. I'm there for that shit. It's great. And he be in his bag. Well, that's what he does well.
You're not going to hear none of that for like another year and change, he say.
He say he's taking a break. He say he has stomach problems.
Yeah, he probably...
People are speculating.
This is not my lane, bro.
I saw a tweet that said those fake abs are floating in his stomach.
Hey, man, listen, it's a real... At the end of the day, that's why you got to be real careful. With
hey, they said that Moneybagg Yo got a BBL, too.
He got lipo.
That's what I keep hearing on the fucking streets, bro.
But you know what's interesting about that? The choice of drugs that them boys was on before they start doing all this quote unquote health shit. Cause now he taking videos working out every other day and shit. Like these niggas was taking, they not off the drugs.
This nigga had a full blown Santa Claus gut 2 months ago.
You went and got your shit sucked out.
So niggas going to Turkey, getting new hairlines, getting BBLs. Niggas are saying, enough. I want to be a bad bitch too. Sign me up. I don't knock them.
I've heard some.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm knocking you. I'm not. Pause, but I'm knocking you.
I heard
hard.
I heard some low-key rumors about
is Ricky thinking of shit?
He got to be. That tequila fucking with his stomach.
Oh, okay. Fair.
You want to pause?
No.
We ain't pausing shit. Fuck that. Pausing so that nigga could take a shit?
I'd love to get some pussy tonight. It's not too late. So let's get this done so I can do what I need to do. This nigga put on his shades when he heard pussy. This nigga's a monster.
What?
This nigga's a monster.
You heard said pussy. So many other things.
You heard pussy and all.
You see,
it's time to get cool. This nigga's a monster.
You see how he's trying to find? He's trying to find something to fuck with Dion.
He's a monster.
He says so much after
it's
that.
It's too bright in here.
He says so much after that, bro. No, nah, but it's the fact that the process had started when he said it. I seen you kind of like you started.
Mercy.
When he said it, you kind of did go for him. Like,
oh, shit.
Not right away, but you started the process. Like saying, because you knew the conversation was coming.
Ben, what is your favorite struggle meal?
Favorite struggle meal.
Back in the day when shit got rough, because you don't struggle anymore.
Patty and cocoa bread.
Back in the day when shit got rough and resources were scarce, what did you put together that was always clutch?
Pizza.
That always came through.
Them boys ate a lot of pizza. I ain't gonna lie, bro. The most extreme version of poverty I've ever experienced in my life was when I lived in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at when I was going to school up there for college. That was before I met you. It was extreme poverty, my nigga. Like, we talking about, if it wasn't 97 cent Tostino's pizzas that we was buying, and I say 97 cents specifically because they were from Walmart. Mm-hmm. 97 cents. You bought them though? Yeah. 97 cents. I'm just saying. Nigga was a little less, I was a little poor than that. I'll tell you that right now. Stealing them burritos. Niggas was on. Hey man, dude, I got a story. All right, we'll save that for another show. Now I was just gonna say, bro, Tostino's pizzas, man, fucking bun and cheese sandwiches with potato chips just to make the sandwich a little bit fuller. Add some crunch. The shit was bad, bro. It was bad. But what was your favorite, though? My favorite? Like your go-to? It would have to be them goddamn pizzas, man, because it's under a buck.
Can't beat that shit.
You can't beat that, bro. A whole pizza for under $1. Now that you think about that in hindsight. Hey, come on, man. you think that was the most bang for my buck I could get back then, bro. But I'm saying, in hindsight, you think that was real food that you was eating? That wasn't my concern. That wasn't my concern.
Staying alive was
staying alive was my concern, bro. But that's why I said, in hindsight, looking back on it now,
what,
like,
that tilapia was that I ate. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it I don't know what it is. I feel like one day I started hearing about tilapias, and it's like, okay, they exist now.
Tilapia.
But before, they didn't exist.
Hey, you know what? All right, so my thing, I'm not familiar with the name of a lot of fish, right? So when niggas start saying tilapia, I thought, oh, okay, that's just a name of one of the fish that I've been seeing, and I ain't know. I thought it was just or whatever. So now I know, like, okay, is this a tilapia? No, that ain't it. Is this a tilapia? No, that ain't it. Where they keep them at?
They ain't here, man. Them hoes be in boxes at Walmart. That's where them hoes at.
Hey, they starting to 3D print them shits, man. You better check the label on your food.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have been watching this YMW Melly shit.
Oh, he got a mistrial at first. I saw that.
And they just like
but he's still on. I don't understand how he's still on trial, but he got a mistrial.
Yeah, because I don't think a mistrial frees you. It just gives you opportunity to do this again. But they just filed a motion to dismiss all the charges.
Yeah, but that they did that the last time. They gonna do it every single time he get a trial. But what I'm saying, like, even if he got the mistrial, you know, he needs to throw that in his rear view. He has bigger fish to fry right now because they got him on witness tamper. Hey, he was on trial for death penalty, man. Nah, they gave him a mistrial. So yeah, you would think that the nigga is like in the clear. But you just said bigger fish to fry. That shit
is funny. Yeah. Sloppy. I'm actually curious. What the fuck is your vegan struggle meal?
Mm.
Like, you starving, you broke, only a few shrubs and leaves. What do you do?
Sunflower butter and jelly sandwich.
Sunflower butter?
Yeah. Hypoallergenic.
So somebody takes the time to crack open all those little fucking sunflowers and then make butter from that shit? Is it $15 a jar?
That's literally the same thing like... I mean, pause, but nuts, like peanuts, come the same thing. Every nuts come in a shell.
But you have sunflowers to, are by
you
far.
You have to shuck the nut.
You shucking nuts?
I'm not shucking.
You nuts. A nut shucker?
I'm paying for the person who shucked the nut.
Okay, so you are the product of the nut shucking.
Yeah.
But you're the one who's shucking yourself.
Nah, nah. Ain't no nut shucker. But yeah, I would say that's probably like what I would consider a vegan struggle meal, not like...
How much a jar?
That shit like, what, $5? Like a struggle meal in general now? Like growing up struggle meal type shit?
Talk to me.
Cup noodles.
Ugh, yeah.
Sodium party.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Of course.
And butter.
Yeah.
And I'm turnt.
Richard, what's your go-to struggle meal?
Today?
Yeah, no, no. Today, today and yesterday.
Yeah, because I want your most struggliest.
Oh, my most struggliest go-to meal is having a few bucks in my name and not eating at all. I go to sleep hungry.
Eating sleep.
Yeah. I eat sleep. I eat eating mentions of air.
My grandmother would call it dreams. Breeze pie.
While Ben's is eating, I'll eat his wrappers.
Breeze pie.
You know that job we talked about earlier where I got fired from? While he was cashing checks, I was at home eating his check stubs.
That's dumb.
But yeah,
no, you know what I told him?
Yeah.
I told him about the 97-cent Tostino's pizzas in Tampa. Man.
Tampa, bro. We used to, you talking about the sodas we used to get to? Those 20-cent sodas that he used to have?
Yeah.
God, those a check,
yeah. Soda for 20.
We'll get the 20 cents.
What
soda.
Do you think was in there?
We didn't care.
Quench the thirst.
At that point, at that point.
Dog.
So we're having this conversation now where you can even talk about ingredients. At that point, you were still eating meat at that point. Pause.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever you can eat, like to just.
No, I'm not saying
your
no.
food. But yeah, I know you're right.
20 cents.
It got to be garbage, dog. It has God. To be. Garbage.
That has to be like the leftover soda from everybody's can of soda that they leave back. Whenever you leave, you know when you leave a party and they got all the half cans of soda everywhere?
It's easy to control niggas with food. Now that I think about it, it's easy to control niggas with food. All you can do is dangle like cheap prices of food and you got niggas.
Why do you think the corporate pool pizza party exists?
Yeah.
When you want to avoid a raise, some...
Yeah,
all they gotta do is buy y'all niggas 32 Papa John's and y'all straight.
It's a fact.
All they gotta do is buy y'all 32 Papa John's. Bagels
and coffee.
Bagels and coffee. Empanada day. Suck my dick.
Word. You're give us a breakfast, a free breakfast, man. Give us a free money. Breakfast, bro.
I can buy breakfast.
Spoiling y'all niggas.
Did anybody see that thread on Twitter about when niggas talk about that phase when you start to hate your girlfriend?
Yep. I saw that.
There's a video of the nigga at the Raiders game, and they say he hated his girlfriend because of his reaction.
Beautiful content.
You talking about the girl that got jumped by the other two girls?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, though. He wrong.
He's wrong. No, I think he's totally wrong.
He should have knocked
I don't think there's a scenario in which he would have been right.
Nah.
Hold on, let me ask you.
He would have been right if he knocked the hoes out.
I was waiting for one of you niggas to say that so I can ask this question. You're in that scenario. What do you do?
Knocking them hoes out.
I personally can beat a woman and sleep like a baby.
Float like a butterfly.
So
like
I'm going to beat the women attacking my woman, and I'll sleep fine. Okay. I don't. And call me what you want to. My bitch is safe. I don't care. Say what you want. But, like, you beat a woman, you let your woman get beat. there's one isn't better than the other. Either way, you're a coward. It's a lose-lose.
We'll address it all, but you're doing that. What are you doing?
Knocking them hoes out for 400, Alex.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Bro. Mm-hmm.
They ain't touching my lady.
But what does that mean? What are you doing?
Hold on. Because it's in the order. No.
Let's not let him skate.
No, he's not going to skate. But what I'm saying is, you got to also remember that the two shorties that jumped on his girl was there with a nigga. So I'm rocking you first, because control your bitch, dog. Then if you don't control your bitch, I'm rocking these bitches. And we getting up out of here.
What are you doing?
Go ahead, man. The world's watching.
You're not letting your girl get hit. What does that mean? You see how much
world's watching.
You try to save this guy 20 times. Like, let this guy see what he got
to
say.
I don't need to be saved.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, why are you doing all these outliers, bro? Let him.
Saving him.
Yeah, let's go. Let him talk, bro.
There's no saving to be had, bro. Like,
what are you doing? You say you're letting your girl, your girl's not getting hit. What does that mean?
I'm keeping them hoes off my girl. Like, I'm
playing O-line.
I'm playing O-line. Like, nobody's touching her. So you're not knocking them hoes out.
You think that's scenario that works? You watch the video. You think playing O-line, that works?
How long before they start knocking you out?
Ricky wants you to beat women. Just tell them no.
No. I'm saying there's two women attacking your girl aggressively. Me as a man playing O-line, that's not working against two girls that are punching your woman. Are punching the air, fighting. Me playing online is not working. He says beating that bitch ass. That means just bitch's asses. He whooping that bitch's ass. I whooping their ass. Are you whooping ass?
I might go too far. I have a point to prove. Don't you ever in your life. How dare you? I love her.
But here's the thing.
I will die for her. I love her.
I think niggas feel like they can. Nigga, your woman's in danger, bro. Here's my duty is my lady.
Here's the thing.
Period.
Ben says that.
I'm saying that I'm not going to beat her senseless.
Ben says the unexplained got to be explained, man.
Nah, man. What's said, neutralize the threat.
You know what I mean?
Neutralize the threat.
We used to be a proper country, man.
Neutralize the threat. That's what I'm doing.
Ben running for mayor one day. Take it easy.
No, but listen. I'm not going to beat her senseless.
I will.
That's the thing.
And the thing is, that doesn't require much beating because she didn't have any sense.
She didn't have any sense. Exactly. It took one slap, and then she's senseless now. Because she didn't have it to begin with.
Because this is the thing.
You're not going to beat on my lady on my watch like that.
If you see me here, and you beat my old lady.
You're telling me I'm pussy.
Clearly you think I'm pussy. Clearly you think I'm a hoe.
I don't think you guys are understanding me.
No, I understand you. They're being dicks.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
You see two men fight, right? I'm not fighting, like, I'm not trying to put her in a fucking coma. I'm not trying to send her to death. That's what I'm saying to y'all.
You're not trying to kill who?
I'm not trying to kill nobody. But is she touching my lady? No, that's not happening. And if she is throwing punches, I'm liable to throw one too to, like, kind of... Hey,
but you see, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead, do it again, man.
Hey, listen. Just know what comes with these punches that you throw. Just know what comes back with it. Right? I get you. Okay. Hey, listen. The reason why I did that is because
knocking motherfuckers out.
When we posted that, niggas were like, "Dog, I don't know how to respond to this because if I say what I really feel, I'm gonna get killed." No, nigga, your responsibility. Look at the comments. Every woman is saying he hates her.
Yeah.
Because he chose to whatever. I'm telling you, I said it. I will say this though.
No. I will say this.
I don't give a fuck.
Dog was trying to leave, and she was trying to stay because she was like, "I'm not gonna let them chase me out of here." Hear what I'm saying?
Because he did it the wrong way.
But that's what I'm saying.
He did it the wrong way.
Because at the same time, like,
that's a nigga that did.
You cannot.
No.
You can't. All right. If you in the heat of the moment, right, and you saying, "Let's go," and your lady not trying to leave. You, my brother, have to then get on the side of, all right, we're not leaving.
That ain't what he did.
You can't stay on the side of, let's leave.
Here's what I would have done.
You got to get on the, okay, fuck that, we ain't leaving.
Here's what I would have done. Here's how I would have handled that situation. Words were exchanged. The lady in the back who's fighting in the back. Yeah, she was upset that the fact that his girl was standing up watching the game.
You ain't never been through some shit like as that? The nigga, way you watch the game,
bro. I'm telling niggas, as a nigga that goes to football games, I sit in the very front row and I do not sit down. There is a proper way to handle. You know how I would handle that shit? If a bitch is talking to my lady, I'd be like this. Hey, yo, babe, see what you got to say to this bitch? And I'm going to step up. I'm going to her and I have a little exchange. And you know what? I'm like, hey, yo, bitch, shut the fuck up. If you don't want us to stand up, you pay the motherfucking price to where you ain't got to stand up, bitch. Period. Mm. If you got a problem, you and your nigga can handle it with me. Because I'm already on that. Mm-hmm. Hurricane's getting their ass whooped. I'm on that fucking oil. So you and your niggas can handle that. If we're not going to take it there, then we ain't going to take it there. If you don't want me standing up in front of you, pay the motherfucking price to where I can't stand up in the fucking front of you. Period. The fuck you talking to my lady for?
Whoever it is sitting down.
Fuck are you talking to my lady for?
If you ever been to a game with Ricky. Hey, listen. If you ever been to a game with Ricky, bro.
Never happened before, but I'm saying, they said that's what the problem was. Ben, the nigga that recorded.
Ben, you've been to plenty of games with this nigga.
It's a video with you guys going viral right
the
now.
The way this nigga be up and down the steps, in and out the
what are you talking about,
in and
bro?
Out his
we had a
seat.
Football game.
Literally, bro.
I wish a nigga would
watch. I, every time he get up and do something loud and extravagant, every time he stand in somebody's way,
I watch
the person whose way he's standing in. And they are not doing a fucking thing.
At a football game. You going to tell me at a football game to sit down? At a football game.
Was it rivals?
No,
they was rival, what you call it, though, too, right?
Yeah, they was all rivals. They ain't going to say shit to me, bro.
That was the next bad part on their part.
They were all
you
got to
be mindful of the drinking going on, and then you sitting in enemy crosshairs.
It's just, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, like...
You behind enemy lines with it.
Like, when you out with your girl, you got to understand there's a possibility where your woman could be in danger and you may have to step in.
Worse if you got...
Your job is to protect your lady.
Worse if you got one of those type of joints that...
I'm going to be like, yo, y'all chill, but listen, my girl ain't... We not on that. We not here for all of that. But if it gets to the point where you, the lady that's on the other side that has no man, she's acting crazy, you're belligerent, hey, listen... Just know with your punches, there comes a price. There's a price with.
But
price.
I do want to go back because we've spent 5 minutes on domestic violence.
Go back.
We can go back.
no domestic violence. No, we don't really believe in domestic violence. They don't believe in that. Come on.
Hey, let's go back. I had no form of fashion support.
I mean, we've been here
for watch this girl get his
like,
ass.
Hey, I've been listening.
That's what I have.
I get it.
Ricky. That's the problem I have. Watch this girl get his
Ricky,
ass.
Just watch.
Ricky's been detailing for 10 minutes the different ways you'd beat a woman. We're done. Okay? We're fucking.
It's the Haitian in me. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
One more day.
Let's just stop.
You're right. He is right.
It's 10 minutes of it.
Thank you, niggas, to be my wife. And I'm sorry. This is my wife. He's right. I've been begging you guys to say you'll be your wife. I'm so sorry.
Listen, my God.
But one more thing, because I have to hear.
I have to punch him this way.
No. I have to hear your opinion on this, bro.
Who, me or Pros?
Yours.
Me? Okay.
How do you feel about Drake's album?
Oh, yeah, because you weren't here for that.
How do you feel about it?
Did you play it in its entirety?
No, I didn't listen to it at all.
Okay.
All right. So let me say this.
Why didn't you listen to it?
You guys got the text from what I texted you guys this morning. You know? Right. And obviously, niggas ain't responsible because niggas feel the same way I feel. Right? So I text niggas early in the morning. Album's out. Niggas is still sleeping. I said, everybody wake up. Okay, Aubrey's album is out, and the masses is saying this shit is a six-pack of ass. To this moment, niggas ain't respond to me. I know that's just trash.
You know what?
I know that's just garbage. Because niggas didn't even rebuttal.
Let me tell you what I was thinking about this week.
Niggas didn't rebuttal.
When I think about everybody in his draft class,
Shaq and Kobe.
Kendrick... Whale, Cole.
It's Wale.
Fuck him. Whale. How was it spelled?
You see?
Whale, how is it spelled?
Fucking off.
Nigga,
God damn, you right. destroyed
nigga said, whale, how is it spelled? That's right. Fucking crazy.
When I think about his peers, this nigga's releasing far too much music, bro. And it's like, he's releasing too much music for this shit to be special.
Exactly. It's not exclusive anymore.
Because hearing that you have 20-something tracks in 2023 just sounds like homework now. I have to go play this shit. This is done.
but no, we'll never see that again. Like, you can add that to the list of things that NWO will never see again. Hey, fans, we got that's why this don't happen no more. You can add this to that list. it's dead. Okay. Yeah, I tried to gloves because I knew when I heard the blah, 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 I knew it was done. Yes, well, I was hoping to leave it where it died at. But hey, man, looking at this shit,
Ben, he kept looking down there at the show.
That word box is dead. that nigga box is gone, nigga. There's nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't even done.
Yeah, I mean, we used to plug it in. It was dying for a long time. We used to do things with it.
We used to light it up.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, it is. You press the button, it don't matter, nigga. You care? It's dead, nigga. Rest in peace, Undertaker, nigga. It's over.
But you remember? Plus, remember, you was a Wayne fanatic. Remember that pause between Carter II and Carter III? So. The reason I bring that up really quick is because people always talk about Carter III, and the first thing people say was a Millie. No. A part of why Carter III was so big is because the anticipation. We stopped hearing from Wayne for a little while.
Yeah, because he was going through all that legal shit.
So we stopped hearing from the nigga.
And we anticipate Cole. We anticipate Whale.
We anticipate K-Dot.
We anticipate Kendrick. Big Sean. Like, those are his peers.
Yeah, we anticipate Kid Cudi. You name them. We anticipate these niggas. Yeah. I mean, hey.
And then he gave us that performance at the BET Awards, too, though.
Who?
Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
And that was it. That was in the midst of the whole like, Carter III shit.
Every
there
year.
Like you missed them.
Every year, he's releasing one or two projects. Not all of them really need to come out. Not all of them really have songs that stick. Like, his real impact was made in the early 2010s, and that's crazy to think about.
79,
82, 87, 91, 01. What
the fuck is that?
Those are the years that Michael released his album.
Nobody give a fuck.
Those are the real years.
That old washed up drug addict.
Those are the years that the GOAT released. He made you niggas salivate and wait in line and faint. 79 off the wall, pill 82 Thriller, pedophile. 87 Bad, 91 Dangerous, 01 Invincible.
Popping Animal.
Niggas, you had to wait. You had to fucking wait. You had to fucking wait for this fucking greatness.
Out of here, bro.
Every fucking two songs, this bitch ass fucking light skin. Talking that shit. Okay, him.
He was so high he couldn't find the studio. That's why.
You cooled down.
He was so fucking high he couldn't find the way to the studio.
Look how scared you guys are, these crackers. Ho. Shut the fuck up. Chris, what are your final thoughts? that's what we're going to do right now. Okay? Because that pussy's falling asleep on me. I know it is. What are your final thoughts?
Hey, man.
What little drowsy pussy? I'm not Bill. Right, I'm not Bill Cosby.
Okay, here go Rick Ross on. You don't even know it. There you go. He took home and he enjoyed
it. I want
that.
You to know that is not the direction I was going in at all. What I was going to say is if the pussy falls asleep on you, it still hit the same in the morning. That's what I was going to say.
I'm not Bill Cosby. I wear pussy awake.
I was going
to wake up.
Please. Please. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than sleep dead pussy.
Living.
Yo, why is that? That can't be enjoyable. Dead?
Okay, never mind.
Yo, I will never understand the date rape guys.
Like, what are you? Like,
you want to fuck a corpse, big man?
Come on, dog.
I'm big guy.
Come on, tough guy.
You want to fuck a blow up dog, big guy?
Come on, fucking bro. Postmortem.
Just get a blow up dog. Like, on, just bro. Get a blow up
fucking
dog.
Necrophiliac, bro. Bitch.
What?
Come on, big man.
Holy smokes.
I'll never get it.
I never understand that.
I won't support it.
That's just disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Stupid. Oh, it's shit. Ridiculous.
And it's not of Christ. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not. It's just. It's not Christ-like. You know,
if Jesus is your king, there's no way you're doing that.
When you ask what would Jesus do, it's
he's not doing that. He's not doing that. He's not doing
that. Sorry, Chris, we cut you off.
Sorry. Bean pies.
I missed what he said.
Let's pick up where you left off. Bean pies, right?
Niggas that eat bean pies didn't get canceled. So that's what you said?
Is that where you left off at? Bean pies? Right. You know what you want the recipe? 3 parts beans, 2 parts sugar. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
You niggas are annoying.
I hate you niggas so much, bro. Every last one of you.
I guess I'll get my final thoughts. My final thoughts are, if you go to a function and you're there with a young lady and she's your girlfriend, just know your responsibility as a man is to ensure her safety. I don't know what that looks like for you, but your job is to ensure her safety. The way you got her there, she needs to return back to her home there. The same way. That's it. Go Michael Jackson, and we prove today, Moonwalkers, that we are a motherfucking top. Fuck that motherfucking nigga Drake and his Aubrey Angels. That shit is ass. I've been telling niggas for years, and they finally figured out, oh shit, this nigga sucks. I've been telling you niggas. He will never top the motherfucking go Michael Joseph motherfucking Jackson.
He's literally going to do it.
Never.
He's literally going to do it.
Ever. Never, ever. It's literally being done. The Bad Boy shit is bullshit. It's bullshit.
Literally being done.
Is he really easy to figure out? Hey, go look at the list of
his
hits.
They're literally doing it.
Go look at it. How many of those hits are him by as a solo artist? None of them. Just one. Michael Jackson. All of them by himself. All of himself.
He'd be here with us right now.
All by himself.
Off the weed.
Right? Dance. Sing. He'd be here with us. Perform. All that shit by his motherfucking self.
Off the dope.
Drake. Cannot do it.
Your goat couldn't leave the dope alone.
You know what I'm saying?
Here we are.
Michael Jackson he's black, he's white.
He's
Drake
a cokehead.
Is a fucking piece of shit motherfucker who don't even write his own shit.
Who's
look
alive.
At he don't even look at read his own law, write his own
who's
shit.
Sober and alive.
I bet you'll tell him what he is.
Story of Adidon. Michael Jackson ain't got no story of Adidon. A story of Adidon, nigga. That's it. Push a T body
Jackson's
this nigga.
Kids. Have a despicable
those
story.
Are not his kids, nigga. We are his children.
His last name and his will.
We're allowed to fucking be on a fucking behind a mic because of Mike. He's our fucking dad. The day you guys fucking realize that shit, you'll stop fucking
I did not
your dad.
Come out of a
you
glittery
fucking
penis.
Bastards. We are fucking bastards. Our dad is gone. We are bastards.
I did not come out of
Drake
a glittery
penis.
Drake
does not want you. Period. He wants nothing to do with you. He's a dude. He wants nothing to do with you.
Fuck him. I saw Neo dancing recently. And it made me think about when Boondock said, somebody tell Neo that Michael Jackson is not a genre. This nigga think he Mike. This nigga's Neo is fucking ridiculous.
He's not his type of bitch.
With that big fucking head. You can't keep doing.
No, somebody can talk to Neo. He takes himself way too seriously. He's taking himself way too seriously. No, someone needs to talk to Neo.
He's doing that same foot shuffle.
Take off
his hat.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
MJ move.
No, somebody got to talk to this guy.
Neo.
No.
You got to chill.
Somebody has to talk to this guy. He's going crazy with that shit.
You fucking R&B turtle. You have to chill. You need to relax, Leo.
Holy shit, yo. Plus you a funny
I'm sorry,
guy,
dog.
Plus you.
Oh, shit. Get this away from me.
Oh, shit. You know how funny this nigga is. He was talking about this guy and talk. I was like, yo, how freeing is it to be able to talk and think like this guy? Dog? Yo, that's therapy for me, bro.
You just call Plus a deadbeat?
No, just like in general, like, I just like how he talks, bro. Like, I told you guys I met that nigga at the fucking gas station today.
You met Plus at the gas station?
No, the fucking kid. He's like, you guys are fucking, at least, Bro, I had on this shirt. I'm pumping gas. Are you from the NWO podcast? I said, yeah. I said, I'm Ricky. Yo, you guys are fucking innovative. He said, niggas with opinions. Niggas with opinions. I'm like, holy shit.
A white kid said niggas with opinions to you?
Black. He's like a, he's like one of those black white kids.
He's the new ones.
Yeah. Like a,
a new black
anime fan and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He told me that he found us because there was a tweet.
Nappy Frono tape, I know.
He said there was a tweet that we went viral from. He said there was a tweet that we went viral from, and then that's how he found us. So I said, yo, did you listen to the last episode where
Brother Musty, song? Hawaiian shirt.
He doesn't like, he made it clear. I'll say it on here. He's
the,
like,
the shirt is from One Piece, though.
He doesn't like, he doesn't like Brother Hassan episodes, he told me. He said, I'm not with the Brother Hassan because he doesn't line up with their ideology.
Because he fucks white girls.
Yeah, he's like one of those blurs. He's like a blur. He said I'm a blur. But he's like, you guys talk about shit like it's like, you know, one week. Yeah, he's a blur.
What's that?
Black nerd.
Okay.
Yeah, right. A black nerd.
You thought it had something to do with beard?
You old, boy.
If you didn't know that, I can't even consider that.
You're not hip.
That's not even old.
You're old.
No, you're just like...
No. I just wanted to...
You thought it had something to do with niggas with
beard? It's like, when you were in high school, and we were in high school, just thinking, yeah, you'll consider it. Yeah. But just to the extreme. You know the niggas we knew that were the Goku button-ups, the Dragon Ball Z button-ups? He's one of them.
Hilarious.
Ben?
I bet everyone listening to this podcast knows that same name.
That's the funny part about it. He wasn't driving a Cadillac. Clearly his mom's car, but he was a Cadillac.
He's a pimp.
Yeah.
Ben, your final thoughts for the evening?
I love everyone. I will never hit a woman.
I'm protecting my woman. Okay? She just doesn't...
I'm sorry.
You see?
I'm so sorry.
You see?
No.
That's fire.
No.
That's fire.
That's
fire.
That's homeboy to homeboy combat that doesn't deserve to be on this podcast.
That's friendly fire.
That's friendly fire that we have off air, and I'm so sorry. That should not have been said. So you do what you need to do. No. That's... Okay.
Where's your phone?
Okay.
Take it.
Where's your phone?
It's fucking working.
No.
Unlock it, please.
Just up.
No, that's crazy.
No. I'm sorry. I will. You compliment me when you get a chance because, you know, I will. I deserve it.
I got the camera off.
End the show. You fucking motherfucker.
Cut the camera off.
Yo, yo, somebody give me this audio. Yo, give me this visual, bro. Please, I'm begging y'all boys. Holy shit. Holy smack. Yo, this nigga played the fucking first 5 seconds and Ben slapped, stopped the music. He didn't press stop. His slap stopped the music. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
All right. This is over.
No. We don't need a final song. We don't need a song of the week. No, this is it. This is over. Okay.